Everybody. Everybody please stand for the flag salute.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, August 7, 2018. The time is now 7:55. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law, 1975, notice of this meeting was published in December 14, 2017 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner
here.
Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor, we have regular meeting minutes for June 7, 2018, June 19, 2018, and July 3, 2018.
Move the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
We have executive session minutes for July 3, 2018, for sessions 1 and 2, and July 17, 2018, for session 1.
Move the minutes.
Second as amended.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Communications.
Holy Family Church has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a raffle on Sunday, September 23rd, at 28 Brookline Avenue. Need a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Holy Family Church has submitted an application for a social affair permit to hold their 27th annual festival from Thursday, September 20th through September 23rd, 2018. Need a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
St. Mary Church has submitted an application for a social affair permit on Friday, September 28th from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. Need a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
The Nutley Thriving Survivors has submitted an event application for their annual walk to be held on Friday, October 5th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for communications.
Reports, Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, I have a report, a change of report for the month of July.
Commissioner Evans?
Yes, I have a code enforcement report for the month of July.
Thank you both. Bills, Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. The bill list for August 7, 2018. Public Affairs, $97,968.53. Revenue and Finance, $7,129,468.35. Public Safety, $64,062.94. Public Works, $460,907.14. Parks and Public Property, $721,190.17. Water Utility, $87,010.92. Overtime Payroll, $53,698.79. Total payroll, $829,061.25, for a grand total of $9,389,669.30.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concern should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, close the public comment section. Motion.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Commissioner announcements. Commissioners.
I have one announcement. Actually, I have a couple of announcements, but I'm going to try and keep them to a minimum. We had originally planned on amending the salary ordinance this evening, but we have some further revisions. Both Commissioner Rogers offered some, and I had a few, and the other commissioners all had input into it. So we're hoping to do that at the next meeting once we check with our town attorney as to the legality of it. So that will probably happen at our next meeting. As far as the, I know people have been emailing me and calling me about the recommendations that the planning board put forth as far as some amendments, all right, and we are still looking at that. We all have questions, and we will be addressing those questions and moving on that. I don't want anyone to think that we're just kind of moving it off to the side and it's just going to, like, die on some shelf somewhere. That is absolutely not going to happen. Also, the back in February at the Joint Planning and Zoning Board meeting, I said I would be conducting a study, which I have been working on. Unfortunately, life gets in the way sometimes, and it's taking me a bit longer than I had originally anticipated. I want to thank all the commissioners for all their input, but the next step for me will be to actually sit down with the commissioners and representatives from their departments to speak about what I believe some of the impacts are and to get their point of view as to how they feel it will affect it. And moving forward, all right, we will probably do a phase two on this where we'll actually get professionals in. So my study will probably be more of a white paper as opposed to a study. So for those that are concerned that this was another sleight of hand and just something that sounded good to say at the moment, no, it's for real. It's continuing. It's moving on. But as was said, just said in the back, sometimes in government, time passes and we don't realize exactly how much time passes because of what's going on. And the last thing I have, I've also been getting letters and emails, all right, concerning Commissioner Evans's investigation into some of the discrepancies. And I'm sure we'll be getting, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm sure we'll be getting an update on that sometime soon.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other announcements? No. All right. Ordinance introductions. Commissioner Petracco?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have ordinance number 3395, and before I introduce it for introduction, I'd like to this put where it says fees make a change of the time period where it says the placard for 2 years. Instead of it being 2 years, Council, could we make it for the 6 months?
Yes.
Just a diminishing change for that. And I just like to make a couple comments. I've been getting our phones at Public Safety are ringing off the hook about the commuter parking and the problems that people can't park in front of their own house. We tried time-limited parking, and then they couldn't park in front of their own house. So we're trying to come up with a solution, and I actually had Mrs. Sam Corella promised the people on Oakley Terrace, was it, Sam, that we would introduce something tonight, Highfield Lane, so I want to keep to my word on that. But I want to let everybody know this is absolutely a six-month pilot program. We're going to try this. There seems to be no perfect solution to this problem. There's some language in this ordinance that I'm going to change because I believe the public safety director should have the discretion to take to make a decision to take this case by case. We had a good discussion before with Commissioner Tucci. He has that trolley that goes around also. So to alleviate, not to chase the commuters out of Nutley, but if we could put them on some type of commuter mask and work hand-in-hand with another department to see that that happens and maybe get some of these cars off the street that way. So I want to thank you for that idea, and it's really a work in progress. There's no simple solution, and I just want to be clear, and I want to say this on the record, is that, again, you know, this is subject to change, depending on the outcome of it. So, again, it's ordinance number 3395, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 11, Section 32, entitled Permit Parking. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun, together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners to be held at its second reading. I believe that's September 18th.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to actually skip a meeting to give us a little more time to sharpen this up before we put it out to the public. So that next, the adoption will be September 18th, 2018. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye. As a six-month pilot program, and it does not address or involve changing our standing position on overnight parking. Is that correct, Commissioner Petracco?
Yeah, actually, we discussed that already, so I think it's my position and the position of the board. Even though there is a lot of issues with the overnight parking in town, and people struggle if they have a single driveway and so forth and so on, but I think the pros to that outweighs the cons, and I'm not on board with changing the overnight parking at any time soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Public hearings. This is a public hearing on ordinance number 3392, which is the Nutley Phase 2 redevelopment plan. Anybody wish to be heard on ordinance number 3392? Seeing none, could I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Commissioners, I make a motion to approve PRISM to go to the Planning Board for subdivision and site plan review in accordance with the redevelopment plan. Second?
Second.
Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Let's move to resolutions. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes. Whereas the Township of Nutley, entered into contract number 32-2017 with Viridian Environmental Consultants, P.O. Box 3009, Upper Montclair, New Jersey, for groundwater investigation services authorized by resolution number 3317. And whereas the Director of Parks and Public Property has recommended the following change order from said contract, which is change order number 2, groundwater investigation services at the Tremont Garage in the amount of $1,947.67. Whereas funds are available from capital ordinance number 3372D and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that change order number 2 in the amount of $1,947.67 be and is hereby approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas Township of Nutley entered into contract 39-217 with Viridian Environmental Consultants, P.O. Box 3009, Upper Montclair, for groundwater investigation services authorized by Resolution 8017. And whereas the Director of Parks and Public Property has recommended the following change order from said contract, this is change order number 3 for groundwater investigation services at 228 Chestnut Street in the amount of $2,942.50, whereas funds are available from capital ordinance number 3372D, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that change order number 3 in the amount of $2,942.50 be and is hereby approved. Just for clarification purposes, this is the last step that needed to be taken with our previous consultant who did not complete this step. So once this groundwater investigation is in fact completed and all the information submitted to the state, these two issues will be closed. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans?
You're welcome.
Thank you. Whereas Angelo Cifelli of the law firm of Pyro Zanis, Cifelli Paris and Genitempo, Passaic Avenue and Nelly has been awarded a non-fair and open contract as a professional service pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A 20.4 and 5 as appropriate to provide legal advice and services to the Code Enforcement Department in connection with the Township's land use policies and procedures on December 19, 2017, resolution number 287-17. Whereas such services have exceeded the original contract amount of $10,000, such whereas the Director of Revenue Finance and Code has recommended the following change order from said contract. Change order number one, provide legal advice and services to the Code Enforcement Department in connection with the land use policies and procedures in the amount of $7,500. Whereas funds are available from account 801-226-205 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex. The change order number one in the amount of $7,500 be and hereby is approved. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayments of tax charges in the amount of $5,704.66 for the two accounts that are listed in the resolution. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco?
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Janice Garcia, an employee of the Department of Public Safety, is granted medical leave of absence without pay effective September 5th, 2018 through October 12th, 2018. I move resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas Ordinance 3384, entitled Vehicles Impoundment and Towing, was introduced on May 1st, 2018, and its adoption was published on June 14, 2018. Whereas proposals have been received from Nicoletti Auto Body and Twin Inc., TA Twin Towing. Whereas Nicoletti Auto Body Works and Twin Towing will use the following rotating schedule beginning August 1st, 2018, and will change every other month. The schedule will begin on the 1st in each month at 12 a.m. The schedule for 2018 and 2019 is as follows. I'm not going to read the whole schedule, but it's noted if anybody would like to see it. Now, therefore, be resolved by Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the contracts for the towing in Township of Nutley be hereby awarded to Nicoletti Auto Body Works, located at 177 Passaic Ave, Belleville, New Jersey, and Twin Inc., TA Twin Towing, located at 35 Mill Street, Belleville, New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations: Holy Family Catholic Church, license number 2418, Money Wheel, and license number 2518, hourly 50-50 cash raffle, to be held Thursday, September 20th through September 23rd, 2018. NHS Soccer Booster Club, license number 2618, off-premise 50-50 cash raffle, bailed Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. BFW Post number 493, license number 2718, on-premise merchandise raffle, to be held Friday, September 21st, 2018. St. Mary's Church, license number 2818, on-premise 50-50 cash raffle, and license number 2918, on-premise merchandise raffle, to be held Friday, September 28, 2018. Whereas applications have been reviewed and approved by the Municipal Clerk and the Police Department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and the Municipal Clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas bids for Harrison Street roadway improvement project, Section 4, Bloomfield Avenue, East Passaic Avenue, were received and opened on July 11, 2018, whereas AJM Contractors, 300 Color Road, Clifton, New Jersey, was the low bidder, whereas the base bid for the Harrison Street roadway improvement project, Section 4, is in the amount of $373,186.70, for a total bid amount of $373,186.70. Whereas funds are available from account number G04157401, ordinance number 3391, in the amount of $346,605, for money was received by a grant from the New Jersey Department of Transportation, local aid municipal grant, account number G04104401, ordinance number 3345, in the amount of $26,581.70, and subject to the caveat, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex State, New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to AJM Contractors not to exceed $373,186.70, and that the Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley. I move the resolution.
Second. Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor, presiding officer, or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Tucci.
Yes.
A moment ago, during your colloquy, did I understand you to say that upon the completion of your study that you're conducting, that the commissioners were going to sit down to breakfast to discuss concerns?
Sit down to breakfast?
Did I
don't think so. He's a little late, but Commissioner Petracco was. I don't think he's eating breakfast.
I don't eat breakfast anymore.
No. What I said was, once I'm done with my white paper and I come up with my findings to verify what conclusions I have come to, which will only be my conclusions, okay? I want to sit down with the respective commissioners and staff from their departments, all right, to review them to make sure that I got everything right and that I didn't miss anything.
Doesn't that constitute a public meeting if you have more than three of the commissioners there?
No, not at one time, individually. Individually, because I don't know what their schedules are, and I'm quite frankly, I'm not sure what my schedule is going to be. So, no, there will not be three commissioners, which will constitute a quorum.
No, but my only concern is if you have to do a study for your concerns,
right?
Maybe the public has some concerns, and they'd like to find out before it goes to ordinance. That's
oh,
what
absolutely.
It sounds like.
Well, it's not going to ordinance, Rory. It's a white paper.
Yeah,
okay?
I understand that, but you're doing a white paper for a reason.
Well, no, I'm not. You're jumping way ahead. We're not even talking about an ordinance at this point. We're just trying to take the temperature as to what effect multifamily housing, all right, is having on our community. Both services, both schools. It's like a 500-foot flyover to take a snapshot as to what's gone on over the last 8 to 10 years. All right, and where we find ourselves today and what impact that will have on all the departments, all right, and on services, on water, on sewer, on public safety, on public health, you know, on finance, I mean, the whole gamut.
When you conclude your white paper, I'd like to get a copy of that.
Absolutely.
Once I open
my white paper, it will be for public consumption. You don't even have to open it, I'll email it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, could I have a motion to close the public comment section?
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. I have a motion to go back into executive session to discuss personnel, contract...
negotiations?
What was the other one, Counselor?
Potential litigation.
Potential litigation.
Yeah. Move it.
So moved.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law, 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, move into close executive session to discuss personnel, contract negotiations, and potential litigation. Be it further resolved that a time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. We will be back, coming back on the public session, but there are no action will be taken.
The time is 8:20.
Good night, everybody.